bundles.
I miss that. I miss Josh's singing on Jetavada Grove. I'm just glad they're back in
that
the band.
That was a band that... That was like a soundtrack of high school for me.
Yes.
To this day, I was actually talking to Mike D about it. I still listen to the Ashmont Split. Remember that Ashmont Split?
That Ashmont Split. Ponyboy. Awesome.
Ponyboy Curtis and Jetavana Grove. From track one all the way to the secret song. Remember the secret song?
Yep.
Ah,
you got the names of the songs. I'm never good with track names, but I'm always number three is my favorite.
Songs 3 and 4, Burning Photographs. Then it's Social... Institutionalization in 500 words or less.
Yeah.
No, that's the fifth song, and the first Jetavana song is Uninformed Strangers with Guns. The last song is the Viking quest.
I still listen to that. Yeah, it's on my iPod.
It's on my phone right now.
I wish I saw the CD itself. I don't know where I put that.
I get you the CD actually to get you because I have it. I still.
Oh, nice. But no, yeah, I still got it on my stuff. So
great.
That was bundles. With Josh, Pat, and Brian.
That's Commonwealth, the song Commonwealth. You can only get online or here on the Bill and Tim's Bogus
podcast. Yeah, we're exclusive. Yeah, you can get them at soundcloud.com/bundles-band.
Yeah, you guys are going to write that down.
Yeah.
Tim loves reading websites.
Someone's like rewinding it. Like,
someone's hitting the back 15-second button.
Yep.
He's going to say it again, and then you fly through the like, let me hit that back.
Oh, no, but everyone knows SoundCloud. It's easy to remember.
We'll post it up on Facebook, too.
Exactly.
But we wanted to promote that today because they got a... Bundles has a CD release party coming up August 29th at the Beachcomber, which is going to be a fucking killer night.
When you buy the CD, don't lose it.
Don't lose the CD.
Because that's what happened with me with the Ashmont CD.
It's like if you buy off iTunes, you don't own that music. You can't bequeath it to anybody.
No, that is something that you taught me, and I fucking hate that. So I don't buy music off iTunes anymore.
I think Amazon is legit.
Amazon is legit, but they have a different format. It's not like the quality of the song is not as high, but you wouldn't notice. You wouldn't notice it between your ears.
To the layman.
Yeah.
Between your ears and your brain.
Exactly. You wouldn't give a shit.
Between your ears, you wouldn't notice it.
If you're downloading Kesha songs, you're not going to give a shit.
Tim, the post shut us down.
Damn.
Oh, dude. Kesha, it has a high IQ. We've talked about
Kesha in great detail.
I love Kesha.
Yeah, I do too. She probably doesn't smell good, but...
I'm going to name my first daughter Kesha.
Kesha.
She's
going to
smell great.
With no money symbol or a money symbol?
What do you think? I'm going to add extra X's on my name.
Yeah,
Kesha Cox. That's actually a Kesha name.
That's a great name.
Maybe I should marry Kesha. Give her a more catchy name. Keshi, name.
Keshi.
Give Keshi.
Hi.
Keshi, name. Hi. Keshi.
It kind of sounds like a porn name.
Keshi. You know what? You're talking about my fucking daughter.
Sorry, dude.
Back the fuck up.
Sorry.
That's great. It's going to be... I'm actually, of course, because I work weekends, I will miss the show. just ahead of time, I'm not going to be there.
I don't know if I'm going to be there. I haven't checked my work schedule yet, but...
Our schedules suck. That's actually why there's been a bit of a lull in the podcast.
Yeah.
It's been so long, I haven't shaved in between recordings, and I have a full-grown Grizzly Adams beard.
Yeah, you do. I walked in, I was like, holy shit, dude.
Tim thought it was a robbery. He almost fucking punched me like he punched the autistic kid. Back the fuck up!
Back the fuck up!
No, Tim, it's me!
Oh, shit.
Bro! The bro yell. That's like the Wilhelm scream of our group. Bro!
It really is.
One of our buddies always says it. Bro, she just says bro, but he says it in like such like a... You know what the Wilhelm scream is? Like when Boba Fett falls into the pit, there's this famous sound effect used in movies called the Wilhelm scream, and it's just like this like... Ah! Like kind of a... Like a, it's in a bunch of movies. No, it might be in a different part of Star Wars. I might be using the wrong
Don't be confused with the band of Wilhelm scream.
It's what, but that's like our Wilhelm scream.
Yes, the bro.
It's the Stedhelm scream.
Yep, he is a good one.
But you know who else is going to play that show? Is Porky? I said so. Our very talented friends, who includes Greg Trigellis, who I think we've had this podcast.
Yeah,
on the interviews.
Yeah, he's pretty much in anything and everything that involves music.
It involves Greg.
Yeah, it involves Greg. Greg is in it.
Greg opening for Greg. But we're going to actually play their song, "The Boat Died," at the end of the episode. So if you want to hear that right now, just skip to like probably like when 3 minutes are left.
But just,
I just power through.
Yeah, I'll just X this out and just go right to it.
I was gonna say you made it this far, just fucking just get through.
Just run with it. It's been a while between me and Bill talking.
Hang out and have some fun. It's been a while, man. How you feeling?
Good. I feel all right. Me and Bill talked about this before the episode, and I was telling him about... Because I take medication for my anxiety. People didn't know how fucking chill I am all the time.
Dude, Tim is so chill.
I'm like...
Bro, that's like a...
I'm always sweating. I'm always sweating.
Everybody's, dude, you know what? I could probably use some anxiety, man.
Yeah, everyone could. I just needed it because I'm getting ready for the wedding and shit, so it's like extra anxiety.
Just book the honeymoon.
You just book the honeymoon, Antigua, May.
Antigua, Bahamas. You're doing the whole Beach Boys song, yeah. Man. Da-da-da-da. Come on,
dirty banana. It's going to be great. I don't even know how to swim. Those swim-up bars are going to be the devil.
Why are you so, dude?
I'm just going to be waiting up to the swim-up bars.
That's how Tim's going to learn how to swim. Is he's like, I got to swim to get alcohol.
Yeah, fuck it.
Swimming like Michael Phelps.
But no, I've been taking this anxiety medication, and it's called Lexapro. It's actually an antidepressant, and when they gave it to me, like, are you depressed? I'm like, no. Do you want to talk to social service? Not social services, but...
Do you want to talk to DSS?
Yeah, do you want to talk to DSS? Because you don't have any kids yet. I'm like, no.
That's what I'm worried about.
So I was taking this shit, and then they gave me one refill, which I took, and then I stopped taking it, thinking, being like, all right, my prescription's done. I should be fine. Everything's cured. So I roll with it.
Everything's cured.
Yeah, everything's good. Cure anxiety. So
just go on. I took a pill. It's gone.
It's good. I'm fucking the coolest guy ever now.
Haven't sweat in 3 weeks.
Yeah, so I was doing that gallon challenge in the middle of it, and once I stopped the gallon challenge...
The gallon challenge, yeah.
Yeah, I was, like, getting really fucked up. Like, my vision was, like, mad, like... distorted, like my eyes were playing tricks on me, and I just had like sharp pains in my head. So I went to the eye doctor, and long story short, they just said my eyes were fine. They were actually better than they thought. And so I was like, all right, I'm gonna call my doctor back. They're like, I need to figure out my migraine. And they were like, and then another long story short, come to find out, they're like, you shouldn't have stopped to take the Lexapro. I was like, well, if my fucking doctor wasn't an idiot,
because you can't go cold turkey.
Yeah, and I literally went cold turkey on it, and I was just like,
just because you didn't have another refill.
Yeah, I didn't know how that worked. I never took medication. The doctor was like, He didn't tell me anything. He's like, I'm just going to put you on this. Good luck, pretty much. I was like, okay, thank you.
But
like,
put you on it means put you on it.
Yeah.
Not like a run.
Yeah, it was like two runs. But he never told me what was the next step. He was like, oh, just keep doing this. Or call me when it's done. Like, he didn't say any of that. So I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He's kind of an idiot. This guy, like, one time, like, he diagnosed me with something. And, like, I don't think he knew I was looking. But he, like, turned his chair a little bit to the side and, like, opened up a book and, like, started, like, reading through it. I was just like, I need to get a different doc.
Wow.
It wasn't, like, a book. It was, like, a pamphlet with, like, notes, maybe. Like, a little book. And he was just like...
Oh, man.
Yeah, I might change doctors.
Mr. McCarthy, you have a vagina.
Yeah, you have a big, gaping vagina.
My book here says you've got a BGV.
So I'm back on the meds, and I feel a little bit better. But yeah, that was like a nightmare for the past like 2 weeks. I was just like, I dazed out, but I was just like,
oh, man.
What's up?
I think it's a good thing we missed this podcast.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's exactly. I wouldn't have been in it. I would have been like, fuck.
Just gone.
Yeah, I would have been like, fuck.
Anxiety, so like... Because I'm trying to think of, like, I definitely should be on some kind of medication. There's something wrong with
me. I'm never relaxed, hence my Twitter handle, Relaxed Him.
Relaxed Him.
Like, I always tell people I have anxiety. People sometimes don't believe it, but, like...
But I feel like everybody has... You've got to have anxiety. There's a reason it's the word.
Yeah.
Everyone has something to... Some kind of anxiety. Or, like, and something... I'll go into, like, for instance, right? If someone calls me at an unusual time of day and I miss the call, and then I call back...
They don't answer?
And they don't answer, I'm like, well, they're dead.
Yeah.
And I feverishly will, like, call back, I'll text them, and it's just, and, like, that's me being like, no, I got my shit a lot, like, this time of day, that person would never call, like, this, something's unusual, like, it could be, like, bad phone service, and I can't get them, I will lose my mind, thinking, like, they're dead, or they've been, I don't even know, like, you know, just an anxious mind just starts to make shit up. But I certainly have something wrong with me.
Are they dead?
I think they're dead.
Oh, my God.
I gotta take a call.
I gotta get out of there. Just rip my skin off.
Losing my fucking mind.
But my anxiety was getting so bad, like at work, like people would be tapping their pen, and I would just be like, fucking stop it!
See, like, that's unhinged.
Yeah, I was like, man, I was losing it.
You're crazy, man.
But I wouldn't say anything. I would let it, because I knew how crazy I would sound if I was like, hey, man, can you just stop fucking tapping your pen?
Yeah.
But I would just have to deal with it. But like, my inner like body was just like, because people would.
Oh,
I'm
stop
like,
it!
Yeah, I'm just like, I just run out the door like a silhouette through the door hinge. I'm like, what happened to Tim, man?
Oh, man. But, you just fucking pick the pen up and stab me in the eye.
Yeah, dude. That's
bro!
The type of shit I'm...
Bro!
Fuck it. Oh, fuck me.
Fuck him.
But I'm getting better.
Fuck it. We're glad to see that Tim's getting better.
Yeah, and like, that's why I never went to the... Like, anytime I was sick or like didn't feel well, I just kind of just brushed it off. I was like, yeah, I'll be all right. But now I finally went because I was just like, oh, maybe I should get some help. And then I go and they're like... Oh, this guy knows how to do everything. Just good luck. And I'm like,
what? Yeah, doctors are a strange entity. It's like, you just like, they just tell you to do stuff. And like, then you got to trust them.
Yeah.
Who knows who this doctor is?
Exactly.
Exactly. Where are they getting these?
He won't give me the good meds either. I think he thinks, because like it's in Quincy, my doctor's office in Quincy, so like, there's a sign on the window that says, OCs are not in this building. Stop coming to try to rob us, pretty much. No, so sure. I think they're like so cautious to like give out what drugs they want to give out to people. No, like, give me the best drugs ever.
Well, they'll kind of mess with you, like if you go to like the emergency room and complain of pain. They'll look at you like you're trying to get a quick fix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what a lot of people do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a, you know, I'm not a pill head. So I guess I wouldn't think about that. But it's a pretty good idea.
It's a great idea. Beat the system.
I get a migraine. Give me some Oxycontin.
I got this crazy bad hangnail. Give me some heroin.
I've got this this pain in my hip. It's a gun. Give me all your Oxycontin.
That's funny shit.
That's fucking hilarious.
But I knew what I wanted to talk about with you today. You probably didn't know anything about it because the porn name triggered it.
I don't know what's coming up.
Yeah, this MMA fighter who legally changed his name.
Come on, is it the retarded kid?
No, this guy's probably worse.
I told you that someone approached me and they were like, just listen to the podcast. I want to see that fight.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, I'm with it.
He kind of changed my mind. He was like, I'm in. Yeah. Let's get the match to go. I'm like, all right.
Bring him up here, we'll do it. Bring it.
Fighting T-Max back in apartment.
Yeah. The old crack shack.
Unsanctioned fight. We'll have him do like the blood sport thing where they're dipping their hands in broken glass.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I like when they fucking shrink in their arms and rice.
I get a rice bucket with stuff like that.
Let's do it.
Oh, I got one.
That's awesome.
I did it when I dislocated my thumb to get my hand strength back. I was going, I forget what they call it, like a talon fireball twist. Had a cool name, I forget.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
I'll rip your heart out right now.
Well, I found this story pretty interesting because it's like half funny / half sad.
Oh,
so
no.
this MMA fighter,
is this a test? Do I laugh or do I feel bad?
It don't matter. No, you'll laugh. Well, first off, he legally changed his name to War Machine. Like, that's his, like, name.
Okay.
He's an MMA fighter, not that big, and he dated a porn star by the name of Christy Mack, I believe. They're so crazy that he got...
Are they married?
No, they were never married.
Christy War Machine?
Christy War Machine.
Christy Machine?
He has Mack tattooed on his neck, her last name. So they broke up around May, and he went to her house to surprise her with an engagement ring, supposedly, but she was in bed with some other dude, so he beats the bag out of this dude, like, bat, and then he beats the fuck out of her. Like, she has, like ninja turtle eyes, like, her eyes are all, she's got, like the MMA kicks to her side, like,
no
bruises.
Way.
Yeah,
he fought them.
Like, he was, like, doing, like, MMA shit to her, so she ends up escaping, like, he was doing crazy shit, like, he took a knife and, like, cut her hair off with, like, a dull butter knife, and it broke.
What?
So he went to the kitchen and she finally like got out and like stumbled over her fucking fence to her neighbor's house and they called the police. So this dude's on the run and has like a bunch of like warrants out.
A guy named War Machine is on the loose right now. What state is this? Florida?
No, it's it's California.
Thank goodness.
I'm anxious right now.
That's crazy.
So she's in the hospital. This dude's on.
Is she gonna be okay?
Yeah, she doesn't look okay. I'll show you some pictures. Yeah, she got fucking tool on.
Oh,
but she wrote like a message on her Twitter. Like I was reading both their like he's tweeting right now, but like he's like not around. Like
it's GPS locations.
I know, but they're not finding him.
Wow, guys, let's get on this and bring War Machine.
No, who's looking for him though?
Who?
Dog the Bounty.
I was just gonna say Dog. I was gonna say
Dog is on the case right now.
No, he isn't.
Yeah,
he needs to get warrants out.
Yeah, he goes. You have 24 hours to. Bring yourself in or I'm coming for you.
Dog will like hit him with religion. I'd rather someone like called Death Machine be after this guy. This guy deserves a nice fucking pound.
I just love how his name, he's like, I'm gonna legally change my name to War Machine.
This guy should change his name to Mistake Machine.
Yeah, dude.
Because he's just rolling out the mistakes.
His tweets are like, this wasn't meant to happen.
Yeah, obviously, dude, you don't beat the bag out of a woman if you're trained how to fight.
He said that he was defending himself from the other guy, but I don't know why she got beat up in the mix.
You know what? He must have been using her as a weapon.
Yeah.
So the other guy, dude, imagine being fucking just balls deep and then some guy coming in and kicking your head in. That'd be the worst. That's a bad way to go. Is the other guy okay?
I don't know. I never really looked into that.
No one gives a shit.
Yeah, it's just some
other
guy.
That guy's, he's a victim.
I think his name's Kevin.
How's that guy? What's his name? Kevin? How's he doing? No one cares. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, I was War Machine on the warpath right now, just beating up people.
So what's this story from? Today's
like
August 14th?
Probably like 2 or 3 days ago. It was good. Yeah, from what I've known, I haven't updated it. Because I saw it on Reddit initially, obviously, and I've just been like so interested, so I like looked up both their Twitter handles
Now be honest, have you watched scenes with her?
No, I don't know any point. Like, I know like the main names,
you
like Jenna Jameson.
You can search her name, though.
Oh, yeah, of course you can. I'm probably going to, not when you leave.
I was probably going to, yeah.
Yeah, Christy Mack.
You know, you support
her. She's all tatted up. She has, like, a mohawk. Her head shaved. Like,
I love that shaved head look.
She's punked out.
Yeah, I do like that shaved head look.
I don't know many porn stars by their names. I know, like, the main ones, like Jenna Jameson and Brie Olsen. I don't, like, I'm not, like, I think when you, like, go to, like, those conventions, you're like, I jerk off to you, man.
That's a weird.
Yeah, that's a weird, like, are you that obsessed with porn? Like, I'm just, like, fucking typing in, like, what I want to see. I don't want to see.
Yeah, you got one hand on the joystick.
Yeah, dude.
You're, like, you're hunting peck with one figure. You're like, oh, choke out.
Yeah, dude. I'm not looking for fucking names.
I don't know. Why did I just say choke out?
Yeah, choke out.
That's some sick. You know, there's some sick. There's some choke pulling.
And he tried to have sex with her, but he got mad because he couldn't get it up either. Like, he tried to, like, rape her, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, War Machine's gonna be brought to justice.
Oh, he will. He's a piece of shit. Yeah, and he just got out of jail like 2 years ago, so he's like, I'm not going back. So he's probably gonna kill himself.
Yeah, let's get this guy. Let's tweet at him and be like, hey, kill yourself.
Yeah, dude. Can you shout out Bill and Tim's bogus podcast before you do it?
Can you give us a little shout out? With Struggs.
Yeah. That's great.
That's a great tattoo, the Mac.
Just Mac on his neck. And he said before, when he got it done, someone was like, what happens if you break up? He's like, oh, I'll just put RIP next to it when I kill her. So the telltale signs were there.
You know what, Mac? You picked the wrong guy.
Yeah,
this guy was not a good boyfriend.
And she even wrote in like her like story that like he beat her a bunch of times before that, but never as bad as this, obviously, because she never ended up in the hospital. But yeah,
does he wear tap out shirts?
Probably. Yeah.
What's coming to the world today, man?
Beating up fucking porn stars.
Yeah. What the fuck? War Machine. What a dildo. That guy's a grade A dildo.
You're grade A dildo of the week.
Wish he wasn't from America.
Maybe he's not. He has a crazy last name before he changed it.
Is that why he changed it?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
Is he even a citizen? Let's get a lynch mob going.
Yeah, let's get him out of here.
Get him out of here. Oh, man. All right.
Let's talk about some more positive in my life.
Positive. Well, you know what you said? Did you say you did the ice bucket challenge?
I declined to do it because I didn't have time with the 24 hours. So I did the video and I donated 100 and then I just threw a cup of water over my face.
Oh, I remember it. I saw that.
Yeah, so I did donate the 100.
That's sweeping the nation right now.
It is. It's like, it's gotten so far advanced. It's like Jimmy Fallon's done it. Justin Timberlake's done it. I think Martha Stewart just did it.
Jeez. Yeah, I feel, so there's a, I have not, I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, you're not
I'm
doing
just
it.
Not going to do it.
Yeah, are you donating or not? You against that?
Yeah, I've been challenged so many times. Not that I'm like, I have so many challenges, but I've been challenged so many times, it would be like, I'm like in debt to ALS.
Oh, you only have to do it once.
No, you get challenged X amount of times, and what, am I supposed to give $100 every time?
No, you just do it once, and that's it.
But I've been challenged, you know what, I'm kind of done with it, I'm out. I'm usually cool with this stuff, but it's like, sorry guys, I'm gone. Because all of a sudden someone makes the point like, well, and this is maybe a week and a half ago, well, if you do it, all you're doing is dodging donating.
No, if you do it, you're supposed to donate $25. That's where I was fucked up with the whole thing at first, because I was against it. I was like, all right, these people fucking...
You were the first person to talk about it with me. Or two.
Yeah, we talked about this like a while ago.
A month ago.
Yeah, before it happened.
Yeah, you were like, have you seen it? Wasn't it because it was from the winter, right?
It was from the winter, and it wasn't for ALS. People were doing something else for a different cause, and people in the winter were jumping in the lake. And I was like, that's fucking crazy. And now people are doing it in the summer, being like, oh, I'm taking a...
Yeah, I'm out.
But I was against it because I thought people were just doing it instead of donating. So my big thing that I was against it is like, if people are still doing it, I think people are trying to do it for a pat on the back. And they're like, they're not even fucking donating. There's some people I've seen do it. I'm like, there's no way they fucking donated.
No.
No way.
You don't even have a debit card.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are you supposed to even give it to? The ALS Foundation?
You can do it through the PeteFrates.com. Or you can do... I did what I did just in case. I did 50 to Pete Frates, because that's like... He's the kid that started it. He has ALS. And like, he's the kid behind it. He's a BCD1 baseball player.
Yeah.
And then I did $50 to the ALS.net. So it went strictly to the ALS. So I still donated... How was I going with that? But yeah, I was just so against it because I feel like people weren't even donating. And... You just got to donate. I don't know. It's like, but no, I don't know what I'm saying. The big thing is last year they only raised like $14,000. This year they're at like $4 million. They have like a crazy uptake from the year before.
So this is going to turn into another kind of a challenge. And it's going to turn into a donator. Like, you'll see, this should be the first of, like, guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
$4 million behind this being donated to a good cause. You're going to see this snowball into something different.
Yeah.
Or mutate, I should say, into something different.
Bite your toenails off for cancer.
Lick this dude's chode.
Yeah.
Or donate.
We should start the next one.
Donate to the Jimmy Fund.
Yeah. Suck my dick.
You're either going to have sex with me, ladies, or donate to me.
or I'm going to donate in you.
That's gross.
It is definitely going to take off to something else, and everyone's just going to be broke, but all these, like, all these fucking charities are going to be multi-billionaires.
It's going to be great, dude. It's good for charity. Anything for charity is good.
It is. It is. That's why I didn't mind. It's like, I can chill out $100, but... yeah, that's what I mean. If people keep nominating you, it's like, I got no money, man. You're a piece of shit.
I was going to do it. I give to charity. I don't
know. Yeah, you give to charity. Everyone gives to charity.
But you know what that reminds me of is when you're at, like, CVS, and, like you know, like, or, like, Stop and Shop, and you go to the register, and it's like, you know, you're punching your shit, and they're like, hey, do you want to give a buck to, like, help cure cancer? And you're like, there's, like, it literally says, I think it says, like, yes or not today. And I'm like, nah, today's bad for me.
No, the biggest lie going is, like, I already did it.
What are you going to buck every time?
Yeah.
Sure, there's no like scan. It's like I've already donated. Maybe this person gave $1,000, or maybe they helped raise X amount to someone.
Exactly.
Other
maybe
like,
this is anonymous. The guy that donated $1,000. Yeah. I don't even know it's him.
Yeah, exactly. But no, every time it prompts you that, I just pretend I don't see it until it goes away.
Yeah.
I'm like in my wallet busy. Although if it's
bunch of one, I only got $2 bills. I'm sorry.
If it's a good looking chick behind the counter, I'm like, I'd love to give to charity. where's the $2 button? This. it's just the least I could do.
Yeah, charity, it's like, I don't know, it's, they make you feel bad sometimes, and it shouldn't be like that, because it's for charity.
Yeah, charity's fucking, people ask you for money, homeless people.
Yeah, fuck them.
I always like how actors, they make so much money that they feel guilty, that they have so much free time and so much money, that they're like, well, I'm going to set a charity, then ask all you for money.
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude, just give your money. You have so much money, you feel guilty about it, you give it up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have that much money. I'm trying to save up. You got it. Give it.
Yeah, that's the biggest scam going.
Like celebrity,
multi-millionaires.
Yeah, dude, you literally have so much money that it would take more manpower and like more like logistical fucking moving around. Just like you'd have to get 1 million people to donate.
Yeah,
$1 just to do like a fraction of what you.
Yeah, if a celebrity was like, all right, here's my contribution of like $5 million. If you want to help to donate, that'd be cool. But it's not like, hey, just donate to my charity, and you might win a T-shirt.
Yeah, like you're gonna spend a bunch of money and then like get these people going and have people donate their time just to get other people to donate, and then at the end product is probably gonna be less than what you yourself could have just given. That's what I'm getting at. Like,
yeah, exactly.
So say some celebrity's like, yeah, well, we did this thing today, and we rented out this, and I can't think of an example, but say you do like an athlete does a camp or something.
Yeah.
And anybody that signs up and does this, we're gonna raise money. Like say it's $150,000. Dude, that's a game.
Yeah.
Just give
that's a fine.
Just give $300,000. you've written checks bigger than that for fucking infraction of the field. Just give it up.
That's so funny. I feel so bad, but can we use your money?
That's strange, man. That's strange. Celebrities are strange people.
That's fucked up.
You know what?
Fuck celebrities.
Well, we're talking about football and money. So you know what we want to talk about, dude?
Strippers.
No, fantasy football.
Yeah, it's back. It's back.
This is
you're pro fantasy football.
Yeah. I think it's a fun thing.
It's something to do. Like, I'm not a big football fan, but it adds to football for me. Like, all right, I get to learn about certain players I don't get to see every time. So I'm like, dude, this guy's my guy. Yeah. He's my guy.
He's on my fantasy team.
Dude, the one guy I had like a couple years ago was Kevin Curtis. I don't know if you remember him. The short white receiver from the Eagles. And he had
crazy weeks. And I just... Kevin Walters?
No, Kevin Walters is the white dude from Houston Texans. I'm talking about like the short, like... He was probably like 2 inches higher than me. And he was a wide receiver for the Eagles. His name was Kevin Curtis. I was all about him. Because he had like 60-point weeks for like 3 weeks. Where I was like, this guy's shit. He's my guy.
I want to know who he is.
Exactly. Yeah. Now he's nobody.
He's funny like that.
Yeah, exactly. So you're pro. I'm pretty pro.
How many leagues are you in this year?
I think I'm just going to be in two. The one with our gang and then one with work.
Yeah, I got two going on.
More than two. If you're in more than two, you either got a problem or you definitely don't give a shit. Because when you're in that many, you don't pay attention anymore. Because it's hard to keep up. Because every league has different points. Like
you can't keep up, but it takes like you to sit down once a week and like spend 30 minutes.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that. I don't have time. Neither of us have the time.
I'm out of time today.
Yeah,
actually, we gotta wrap.
You're late for like now.
This is happening behind schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but fantasy's fun. The team names are fun. The payouts are fun. You know, the
anything involving money is good. And we haven't done a money league with our buddies ever.
Which, all right, so you need to do a money league. Otherwise,
no one gives a shit.
Yeah, people mail it in. People forget about shit. People don't set their lineups. And that's why. And, you know, we talked yesterday about slots, about how the payouts would work.
Yeah.
And like I suggested, I know they got shot down, but there's like a, not like a worst team That's like worst wreck it would be good because people could just like
so yeah tank
sink the ship on purpose.
Yeah, our buddy Dan would not even he would win every
$10
$10.
But you could make it so that even someone out of the running for like first and second place still have a chance to win some money. That gets so like it's got to be like a middle of the pack. Like I said, there's a best coach in the other league. There's a best coach. There's two highest points. There's division winners. So all of that
I like instead of like
the money.
Yeah, exactly. I like
you can't just do first and second or third. I don't think because. You know,
I think with our group, you could be able to, just because I think everyone with the money in it, I think that would be fine. But I like that idea because I think what would be good, too, instead of last place, maybe like the team that was just on the cusp for the playoffs because that was like the best,
the
worst
bubble
team.
Boy, that's a better, you know what?
Because
Bubble Boy.
Bubble Boy would be good.
Bubble Boy gets his money back.
Exactly.
I think we just solved it right now.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Probably gave you guys some ideas for your league.
Because you can still fight for like, all right, I'm not making the playoffs, but if I fucking beat this dude in the next 2 weeks, I get the bubble money.
That's actually a very so. I think all right. Let's pitch that after we wrap.
I just came off that off the top of the dome on the microphone.
Bubble Boy's a bad fucking place to be in too.
It is.
Chicks missing the playoffs.
God, hey, I was the Bubble Boy last year. Snuck in, won the championship.
Oh damn!
I was projected as the worst team. Ended up winning the shit.
Oh yeah, My team fucking sucked,
dude. On paper, my team was fucking terrible, and I was like, watch
you
me.
You pulled the wins.
Watch
though.
Me, baby.
And then yeah, but that's, and then
discount double check.
That's like the I wrote down a note being good in quotation, like
yeah.
Being good at fantasy football is like being like, it's just it's the worst brag you could ever.
It's like winning like $500 on a scratch ticket.
I do
I'm
my
the best
research.
Scratch ticket guy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I went to the store and I looked at all the numbers. I said number 17 seems lucky for me. I'm gonna grab it down.
Yep.
I won $1 million. You know,
I'm pretty much I have this whole lottery thing figured out.
I got a book being published soon about how to win the lottery.
Yeah, exactly.
Then everyone buys the book, not gonna win the lottery.
Nope. It's like everyone that buys the fantasy mags, not gonna win fantasy.
Not gonna win fantasy. Oh, I gotta buy a fantasy mag.
That reminds me.
Well, I gotta get it because I don't know who the hell anybody is anymore.
All right, we're gonna talk strategies because my strategy going into drafts is I go online and just find out who not to fucking draft. And then I just wing it after
you
that.
You find who's injured.
Yeah, I find out who
yep.
injury prone, who just signed a big contract, and who just not to draft. Because the guys with big contracts coming up, like if they're in a contract year, I keep an eye on them. But like someone like Andy Dalton, who just signed a shit ton of years for money, who doesn't play that necessarily good, I'm not going to draft him.
I don't know. Quarterbacks, I think, would be different than them. Andy Dalton's a stud.
He's a stud?
Yeah.
Fantasy, I won with him.
I'll say stud, and he's consistent.
I won with him last year. I had him and Flacco, but I had LeSean McCoy.
LeSean's big.
He's huge, and I got him probably like late in the first round. But
yeah.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't fuck with Andy Dalton this year.
No?
I wouldn't fuck with him.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Still got A.J. Green over there, right?
Exactly. That's the only reason he got paid, is because A.J. Green. If he didn't have A.J. Green, he wouldn't be that good.
The redheaded, what do they call him, like the red cannon or something, or like the ginger?
He's a cool dude. I've never seen him on the Hard Knocks. He's a funny dude.
Is he?
Yeah, he rocks a wedding band, like a rubber one for when he plays football and all the teammates make fun of him.
Is he married?
Yeah.
A rubber one?
Yeah, he wears like a rubber one so he can still show that he's married.
Huh.
Pretty cool.
Just in case some of the other guys hit on him.
Yeah.
Hey, with fucking Michael Salmon there now.
Yeah, he's like,
he might get sagged back. Oh, sorry, Michael.
I'm married. I didn't see it. Oh, sorry, Andy.
Get your hand out of my jock strap.
I don't know. I actually haven't looked much into fantasy this year because I didn't think I was going to be in any leagues.
Now you're in two.
Yeah, I'm in two, which is great. Crazy, crazy stuff. I don't know what's playing.
It's a helicopter.
Oh, I was like, what is that noise?
What is that? Are we even recording?
No, nope. It's over.
Tim's the tech man right now, and sometimes I'm always like, I'm gonna check on Tim. Let's make sure tech's going smooth.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but if you play fantasy, I just think there's gotta be money involved. If there's not money, there has to be like the show there, like a trophy or something.
Yeah, I like the trophy. I like that, because obviously, like, most of our group's like a wrestling fan. I love the wrestling belt trophy.
Obviously, I'm a wrestling fan.
Yeah, you're a huge wrestling fan.
That's
Cake Boy.
Cake Boy and Cake Boy. Go yeah. over the belt.
Yeah, the trophy's good, because we should have implemented it years ago, because we used to be hard in fantasy, like everyone was like, when we doing it, we used to have like 12 people in it. Now we're just like scrapping to get like a 10th
we're
person.
We're trying to get a fucking 10th.
Yeah, like, dude.
Yeah, actually, if you're listening to this, you want to be a 10th.
Yeah, you want to apply for the league? You got to have a funny team name.
Oh, dude, fun. So, ready? Best, lay it down. Best, and it doesn't need to be just fantasy, but fantasy team names. You have had some good ones?
Me, personally? No, I'm always
really?
Terrible with names. I'm like, I do like, I try to, I stole it from my buddy Duff. Like, I take like movie... Like clips and movies. Like last year was the Hard Bodies. The
From American Psycho?
No, from... he does have a hard body. Hard Bodies from Burn After Reading, the gym that they work at.
Hard Bodies.
Hard Bodies.
Like, yeah, good, yeah, references are good.
Yeah, I like a good, like, random reference. Sometimes when it goes with the movie, with the sport, that's always good. I think
in baseball one time, I was the John Rocker AIDS train.
That's awesome.
And it was... it was rolling. The train was rolling. We got rolling. Actually, I lost that year. I wrote a blog post about this, like, fucking 4 years ago on the Son of Fuzzy blogspot.com.
Oh, yeah. Legendary.
And I might get that going again. We should fucking start blogging, dude.
Do it.
I'm so gay. But I lost by 0.001% of a batting average. Wow. Literally the smallest fraction that you could lose by. Like, in fantasy minimum sports.
Yeah.
The .00, I don't know what they call that. That's the... It's a decimal. What do they call that?
A hundredth of a point?
A centimal? We're going to be... I sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
A centimal?
Where's that correction,
guys? Is it a centagon?
Shit.
Yeah, but that was big. I haven't played fantasy baseball since.
I think my favorite team name I had was for hockey, even though I never check hockey. I was the Quickie Mount Gougers. Remember that episode when there were the hockey teams, Bart versus Lisa?
Yeah. Oh, that's I used to love that episode.
Yeah, it's a good episode.
Hey, you hear about FXX?
Yeah.
Just
fucking...
12 straight days. So FXX got the rights to all of the Simpsons, catalog. They're going to kick it off by having a 12-day marathon. And I think it starts in late August. There's going to be some days that we hang out and watch.
Good thing I took my vacation off. 12 days.
Imagine that, dude. Just 12
days. There's going to be a dude that does it. There's going to be a dude that just sits there and watches all of them.
Live tweets it?
Live tweets.
I'm going to be watching it.
I'd jump in like the second day once it starts getting really good. Like seasons 2 to 5.
I
want to
catch like Mr. Plow.
Mr. Plow, Frank Grimes.
I actually just watched that episode.
Oh, that's a good... The baseball episode.
Yep. Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah.
The Topes. Topes lose! Topes lose! Topes win.
No, Topes lose. Topes lose. Macho Man.
Remember when our buddies were in a Macho Man t-shirt? We were up in Toronto, and the waitress, we were at a bar, and the waitress comes over, and she had like a big plate of nachos, and she spilled it on his shirt. So she spills like nacho topping.
Like not a little bit, like all of it.
Like on his right tit, all the way down, but it covered some of the Macho Man, and it looked like it said Nacho Man. These bare nachos in his t-shirt calls it. It was perfect.
It was like you couldn't like do that again.
No, you couldn't write that.
He was like the
Nacho Man.
I know.
We all saw this coming. He just started eating the nachos.
He was just scooping it. Boom. With his... Holy shit, that's LOL.
I don't know why I just thought of that.
Yeah, no, that's funny. Good
nacho
ref.
Man.
Good.
That nacho, you said Nacho Man.
That's a hockley.
That's a hockley, dude. Solid ref.
Solid ref.
You know what, actually, I want to talk about this app.
Yeah, we were trying to go with apps every week.
Yeah, like, I want to introduce you to some new apps.
This one is not even out yet.
No, I think that, well...
Bill's got the inside scoop.
Ooh, he just did a shovel motion.
Yeah, I did.
I was talking to this gentleman, Ryan, who comes in, you know, he's kind of beating the streets, pounding the pavement around Boston, trying to drum up attention for this app, and it sounds pretty cool. You can find it at Howler, like Howl at the Moon.
H-O-W-L-E-R?
Yeah, like if you're going to howl, like a wolf. Howler.
That should be the notification sound when it buzzes your phone.
You can make that happen. You can probably assign a sound. If you guys are listening, which you're going to be.
Who isn't?
Dude, do that. Make it a howl sound.
Do that.
So howler.at, and it's pretty... So you have this on your phone, and what it would do is, say you're doing like a pub crawl. Say you're walking down in Boston. It's a Friday night or Saturday night or whatever it is. If a bar or, you know, I'll just say a small business around you has the app and is connected, what they'll do is promote a deal. They'll give you a deal right to your phone. So you would be walking down the street. Your phone would buzz. You'd open it, and it would say, you know, say Sam's Pub, whatever, you know. It's not real, but say Sam's Pub says, if you come in now, get a beer, you get half off nachos. So you're walking by, you're doing a pub crawl anyways, you're hungry, you're going to walk right in there. Say it's another small business who, like, you know, say it's Joseph A. Banks. They're like, we're going to give you 1,000 shirts if you just come in the door. It's like, buzz onto your phone. So this is going to be a pretty cool app, yet to launch. We actually might talk to the guys and get them on here to give us a little more info.
That'd be cool.
That'd be real cool.
I like that. That's a good app.
But
apps are going to get crazy.
I always like... Well, Tim, you're always ahead of the curve, so I always like to pick your brand. So I sent you the links here, and I kind of gave you like a brief run. I know you
Yeah.
You maybe haven't had time to look at the whole thing.
But
I follow them on Twitter and stuff just to see what they're talking about. But
support.
Like, just the way you explain it in Tim terms. Is obviously I would download that when I'm walking, because like I never, because when you're with a group of friends, you're like, where do you guys want to go? I don't know.
No one knows.
You just keep walking until you get a hello. You just keep walking around until that happens. I like that.
I think it's a great signing. And they, you know, and of course, what apps come down to is execution and, you know, maintaining it. And
yeah. Trying to be smooth. It's going to be smooth.
To be smooth.
Yeah. So I remember one time with Foursquare. With Foursquare for a while, if you, like, checked in and became the mayor, you got, like, free apps or whatever. So one time, me and Lindsay went to the 99, and I was the mayor. I was like, oh, let's go in. We get a free app. So I go in there, and I show her. I'm like, hey, I got a free app. She goes, I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. I go, all right. I feel like a dick now. Like, so someone like
me. So that's a lack of communication from what, so, it's just saying, I've seen some back-end, like, work like that, of help with certain apps, and like, you know, the paper, and then working in BIOS.
Right.
What that is someone at the top of, say, 99, talked to someone at the top of Foursquare, got that together, got the deal going, and then puts it up. Now, whoever was at the top of 99 didn't tell, like, everybody and hammer it home, be like, we are trying to do this little social media initiative. Tell everybody about this so no one's confused. Because that's like, people have walked into me before and been like, hey, like something's about, like, you know, shows me an app or shows me like a deal. It was actually, they were in the wrong place. But they were like, we're supposed to get a free glass if we get a Sam Adams here. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was probably 21. I was one of my first like bar shifts. I'm working at Dooley's. And if you go to, you go to Doyle's, a pub in JP.
Yeah.
After the Sam Adams Brewery tour, you get a free
We did that.
So this drunk couple walks into Dooley's and goes, hey, we're supposed to get a free glass and we get a beer. You heard something like that? I was like, I didn't like step back and like size them up because I'm like, I don't know if they're trying to scam me. And I looked up, we had like six of those Sam Adams glasses. And I'm like, I don't know if we get enough to give out, man. And he's like, well, this is the place. This is Dooley's. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, they told us that we could do that. And I was just at a loss.
Nah, bruh.
So yeah, so I see where she's coming from, the 99 lady, but
right,
you know, they were in the wrong place.
Lack of communication.
But when it comes to the Foursquare,
they just, oh, you're supposed to be the 66. I'm an idiot. And to backtrack a little bit from when I went for the Lexapro when I got my eye test.
Oh, it's way back. Okay.
Was those glasses I got?
Oh, fuck.
I just saw those in front of you.
Is that what these are?
Yeah,
I thought these were 3Ds.
No, they gave me those to drive home with because I didn't know when you got your pupils dilated that you shouldn't look at anything that is bright.
Your pupils are dilated, so all light pours into your eyes.
It looked like I was tripping on acid for like a couple days. My eye pupils were huge. So I was showing photos to like my buddies through like Snapchat, and Bill was like, wait a minute. So they gave you those?
They gave him. So I was pissed because I had my I got an eye exam in like, I think it was maybe April. And they dilated my pupils to look at it. Also told me I may be going blind, which was really frightening. He was like, yeah, you've got some thinning of the retina. That could cause blindness. I don't want to alarm you.
But here's some Lexapro.
But be careful. And immediately I was like, someone just died. Like, I just had a freak out. But he dilates my pupils to look in, and then, like, he's like, yeah, you can't, like, no, you can't see anything beyond, like, 1 foot. All your vision's out of whack. Like, you can't see.
I was so fucked up.
But then my eyes came into focus. I'm like, all right, I got this. You know, I'll go. No one gave me any fucking glasses. So I get into the car, and I parked in the back, I walk out of the mall. It's at the back of the parking lot. I, like, had to feel my way to my car, like, on other cars. The light was just pouring into my eyes, and I had no sunglasses on my car. So now I get in my car, and my eyes are shut and watering and, like, burning and stinging from all this light. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I had worked that night. I'm like, do I just tough it out and, like, go to work? Or drive home? Or do I, like, call a cab? Do I call someone to come get me? But then there's two cars, so I couldn't. So I had to fucking drive home. I drove home, like, at, like, 50 miles an hour on side streets. With my eyes closed.
What the fuck?
And then, yeah, your fucking Dr. Phil didn't tell me this guy's name. Didn't give me any freaking glasses. And then I come here and see these things. I could have used them.
My bad. Those things are sick, though. Kept them.
Are they 3D glasses?
No. They're 4D. You see everything.
You see time and space. No, that was an unfortunate, unfortunate incident.
That was really unfortunate. Oh, man. So what else you got to do today?
Tim's stretching.
He's stretching.
Tim's getting all tired.
No, I can't.
We got to give Tim a rest.
When I fucking hunch over this long, my fucking back is just like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah, this couch is very uncomfortable. Yeah, we need a studio.
We need to get an upgrade. Get some studio chairs.
Like we should podcast from a hammock.
Yeah,
you'd fall asleep.
Tim, what are we doing?
Are we recording?
What's going on?
That's the structure of it, man.
Fuck yeah.
That's a kind of scattered brand.
Very scattered brain.
Scattered brand.
Scattered brains.
We've scattered our brains.
We scatter a lot in the episodes. Some people may not like it. Some people may.
But it's funny when people complain about the, like say we jump all around and can't remember what the hell we're talking about. That seems to be like the go to kind of form of entertainment, anyways. Not that we're call this entertainment podcast, but it's like you got like Family Guy. How many jokes a second do you have?
Like, you know in I mean? Different directions.
Yeah, so, like, it's... I don't know. It seems like what people... Like, Snapchat or...
Twitter, but... Yeah, you put a Snapchat story together. That thing ain't making sense, but you watch it.
That does not make sense.
No.
People like that. I think that's kind of like... That's what people are tapping into now. I think that's the main form of entertainment.
The ADD really generation.
Scatterbrain shit. Oh, yeah. Generation ADD.
So everyone's... That's what you gotta do.
I'm gonna write a book about it, man.
Every page is different?
Every page is different. No, the pages don't go in order.
No. Yeah. Ooh. That's like old Goosebumps. Ooh.
What?
Pick your own story. Goosebumps, when they went advanced from just their regular story. There was like a horror story that you could like pick your own path. It's like, do you want to go down this road or this road? Then you like turn the page to 22 and you're like, oh, I'm dead.
Deja vu, dude.
You know what I'm talking about.
No. I do.
Goosebumps.
R.L. Stein.
Are you Slime? Remember the spoof books that they made?
You probably read those.
Nah. I didn't know how to read.
I can't read. Someone read them to you.
Yes.
No, that's funny, man.
Goosebumps. There's a Goosebumps TV show now. And I think they're making a Goosebumps movie coming up.
Dude, that's crazy.
I just did my favorite emoji face.
The emoji face. Some of the emojis are strange. Oh, we've talked about this too, but them are the balls of rice.
Yes.
They're balls of rice, right?
But there's like a black square in the middle.
It looks like a cave. It looks like a brown.
Yeah, it looks like a Legend of Zelda whoop.
Yes.
Like you're gonna supposed to walk into it.
Like the door.
Yeah.
Do you want to gamble rupees? What are those guys called? Gambits?
I don't know.
Gambits.
Dude, some emojis just don't make fucking sense.
No, I always want to pull them up. I want them to refresh some emojis.
Yeah, I think they're doing that. I know they came out with Seinfeld emojis that you can download.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So they've already done that. There's no shark emojis.
No. Nope.
Fucking Shark Week.
How am I supposed to enjoy it?
Do my Shark Weeks. Oh, dude. So let's talk about Shark Week. Because this is current, and this is a current conversation going on with our group of friends.
Oh, yeah. This is one of the main topics we were talking about. You're for Shark Week, right?
I wouldn't say I'm for Shark Week.
But you get it?
What's there to not like about it?
I don't know. It's just like only so much you could show me of a shark, and now I'm finding out that they're just making up shit now on Shark Week.
What do you mean? This is new information.
I haven't watched it yet because I was right before you came over. Reddit had this video. It was like debunking Shark Week, and it was like at the top.
I saw that.
It was at the top of the page and had a bunch of.
Of course, Reddit doesn't like Shark Week.
And it had a bunch of Reddit gold. But yeah, I'm just saying, like, someone must have debunked it somehow. Someone's making up stories. But besides that, we'll throw that out the window because we don't know any information on it. But my point is, like, how much information can you get from sharks that you're like, holy shit, I'm going to watch a whole week?
Well, I feel like Shark Week got the... Because we covered this in our previous conversation, so it might be redundant to us. But just to, like, give it some context for anyone listening. If you're... As far as Shark Week goes, right? You had to pick an animal. There's got to be, like... You know those Natural Geographic shows? It's, like, animals eating other animals and, like, hunting them down. That is, like, the most primitive form of entertainment. And you can't say you don't like it.
Yeah, I agree to that.
You can, like, you watch, you know... You talk about, like, the Colosseum. Like, people do... That's not that long ago. That wasn't, like, Neanderthal man. That was current human beings just a couple thousand years ago, which, in, like, genetic terms, is the same exact person as me and you. Like, you go back that time, we weren't, like, 5 feet tall with fucking different shaped, you know, body parts. Right. It was this... Like, you, 2,000 years ago, probably got a doppelganger at the Colosseum. Right now... Dude, taking a selfie, taking a Snapchat selfie, and then watching some animal rip apart a lion.
Yeah, and I love that, but Shark Week's not doing that every day. They're not just showing sharks ripping seals apart every day. It's like, let's see how they live. Let's go watch them.
Well, they'd get be too gratuitous.
But that's what everyone wants.
Well, they should...
I'd watch it if they played, like, heavy metal music to just sharks ripping people apart.
See, when I think of Shark Week, that's what I think of.
Yeah, and there's not that. It's like what's going to follow this shark that we don't know if it exists called Colossus? It's like, wow.
Ooh, the Colossus, yeah.
We found a fin. he was here.
It's like, is this what Ben Deed butt?
Well, there was a lot of hate. You're backing down from how much you I want you to be as vitriolic as you were against Shark Week last week.
I'm trying to remember. I just it went through my head because I don't give a shit about it. Lindsay loves it. And like,
oh, you have a Shark Week DVD.
She has a Shark Week DVD. Just fucking pop that in. You can go on YouTube and just watch sharks attack people for what you want.
And that's, I think we try to trace like why sharks. I think we trace it back to the first summer blockbuster, Jaws.
Yeah.
So, you know, sharks have had the America's attention since like 1970.
Exactly.
Whenever that was.
70. And I'm just against. Well, obviously, I don't want to swim. I don't like the deep sea, and I don't think we should be.
You don't
going
like the deep end.
We don't think. Yeah, exactly. We shouldn't be in the water fucking with these animals. I don't like going in the water. And
in the water
with
them. Is very scary because you're out of your element.
Yeah, sharks don't come on fucking land and start biting people.
Except for the land shark.
Ooh, those are some tricky motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know, I don't get the hatred for Shark Week. I can see.
I think people like I can't wait for Shark Week, and they watch like 20 minutes of it.
The other end of it is that people talk about it too much. But that's with everything. That's
it's like CrossFit. I do CrossFit. I look at Shark Week, and I fucking I do it all. I dumped a bucket on my head while I'm watching Shark Week doing CrossFit.
Workout of the day: ice bucket challenge or Shark Week. Which one's it gonna be today? Yep.
Both.
That guy's
one for each.
That
job.
Bro has got tough decisions. Bro, tough decisions ahead.
I just think Shark Week so overrated, and people are like, oh, I'm so excited for it. Yeah, sure. You know what? Another thing, too, I think you brought up was it was definitely after the fact, but it added on was Step Brothers. That whole Shock Week episode, Shock Week scene.
That reference.
Yeah.
Are you buying Shark? Yeah, that's going to make people like, dude, humans are stupid.
Yeah, they are.
We're like all sponges and we don't know it. We take in stuff that you'll hear it today, and then 3 days from now, you'll repeat it.
Yeah.
And you won't even have any idea. You'll be like, oh, it came up with that. Like, no, you don't like Shock Week.
No, you don't.
You like that scene in Step Brothers, which is hilarious.
Yes, exactly.
That's also why you wear fucking irreverent t-shirts with goofy references, because John C. Reilly wore them in every scene. Like, that's the only reason you wear. I was just checked out to see if I was wearing them.
And I was like,
I looked at yours and looked at mine. I was like, all right, go with it.
Yeah, we're like, all right. Even though I have a couple.
I do.
Because I love Step
Couples.
Brothers. I love Sharks. I love Cops. I love,
I teabag drum sets.
Yeah.
I'll be at the Bundle Show this weekend with my nuts on the drums.
Yep. I drink Heineken. I haven't had a carb since 2006.
Oh, is that him? Is that Derek?
Yeah, drinking a Heine.
I make my family sing Sweet Child of Mine in the car.
It was funny because I was right before, I don't know why I was thinking, it was like when Lindsay was going to bed. I was like, Dane Cook, 20 minutes, let's go. Pay-per-view.
There's this outtake reel of Tim doing a bunch of different lines.
Oh, yeah, that's wicked funny.
That's a pretty good one. I forget them now, but.
Yeah, did look it up.
But I'm pretty sure they were fun.
YouTube.com/ whatever you type in.
It's Shark Week. Shark time for YouTube.
Dude, turn it on right now. Shark Week.
There'd be a shark swimming around. Yeah, then if you want to see a gruesome shark attack, just go on the internet.
Go to Live Leak. That's what we want to see.
That's some gross stuff on there. You see people dying.
Yeah, Live Leak is
a lot of
real
deal. A lot of severed heads over there in the Middle East.
Yep.
Is that kid, see the Australian kid holding the severed head?
No.
Yeah.
I will, though.
Yes, you will. I'll show it to you. Some guy took a picture of his son. He's like, that's my boy. And the kid's holding him. Fucking severed head up. Two hands. He's so young.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gross.
War Machine.
Hey, get this guy to justice.
Yeah, we're going to find him.
A piece of shit.
Tweet at War Machine.
Tell him. Is that his Twitter handle?
Probably. I don't know.
Hey, what? You looked it up?
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Yeah.
What do I remember? Shit. Fuck. We're going to look out for War Machine.
Oh, man.
Shock Week, War Machine. Fuck it. Fuck him.
What would you rather see? A whole week. Like, they did Meerkat. That was fucking big. Meerkat Mansion. They gotta focus on animals.
Yeah, people like animals.
So what would you rather them follow? Like, I'd rather them follow around. What about, who they not?
It could be any animal.
City,
I still wouldn't watch it.
How about like a city pigeon? Or like a squirrel living in the big city?
Yeah, just want to see what they're up to.
One of those black squirrels.
Remember that black squirrel in Toronto?
Yeah.
He was fucking ruthless. He didn't give a fuck.
Dude, kept on coming onto the patio.
And just eating people's fucking food.
He was just, he was having a buffet. He was part of the buffet.
Yeah.
They were like, what
all black. Yeah.
One of the all black squirrels. I see them all around.
He's fucking hood up. G'd up.
G'd up apparel.
I'm trying to think of an animal I would like, be like, oh, I can't wait. But even then I wouldn't watch it. I wouldn't be like, I can't wait for Monkey Week.
Dude, Monkey Week could be a $1 million idea.
Monkey Week.
Monkey Week in India where they like steal stuff from
you. Yeah.
Monkey Week.
Because there's so many different versions of monkeys. Like, there's only a couple, like, hammerhead sharks. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I think there's a lot.
I probably just don't know because I don't watch Shark Week.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Yeah, as many as monkeys. You got like baboons, chimpanzees.
We probably know more monkeys. Dude, we don't even know what's down in the ocean.
Dude, they can't even get to the fucking bottom of the ocean, like the sea level.
It's only like 2 miles down, too.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not that long.
But they can't get to it because of the pressure.
Pressure.
That's scary. There's like definitely something crawling on the bottom, being like, just eating things.
That was a great crawling mode, dude. Tim just acted it out for me.
I don't even know what it looks like.
You petrified me.
Yeah.
It was you look like a dance move.
Yeah.
So they're down to having a disco? He's got his hands by his side and he's wobbling. Like, imagine he's trying to do an octopus. That's what he's just being.
Octopus freak. Everything in the deep sea freaks, man.
Great squids, the giant squids that used to take down ships.
The Kraken.
What's that?
I don't know. I think it's a booze by Captain Morgan's.
Is alcohol?
Yeah. The Kraken on the bottle. It's like a big octopus taking down a ship.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I booze to it. It must be real.
I drink.
Yeah, I like the booze. Man. It's fucking nice out right now.
Let's get out there and fucking enjoy the day.
Let's do it. I haven't showered in like 2 days.
Yeah, well, you shower and then meet me out there.
Yeah. Let's get out there.
Yeah, I got some shit to take care of. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up again. The Bundle Show, August 29th.
Yes, sir. Yes. It's a Friday night. They usually do Saturday shows. That's Friday night.
At the Beachcoma, where we did the roast. They do everything else. Because the Beachcoma is good like that.
Beachcoma, big supporters of everything local.
Always go to the Beachcoma because I don't know how bad they're struggling. We need to keep those doors open.
Yeah, those doors will stay open.
Yeah, even if they're closed, we're still going in.
We're going to break them open.
The mention of that, it was just closed that long. We just kept going in. It was people just serving old beers. We didn't know.
That'd be great, man. It's been closed for years. It's just a ghost factory.
Yeah. It'd be great. I got nothing else really going on with me. You got any things going on with your groups coming up? We had a show last night.
Yeah, we did Maggie's Lounge last night. Again. It was our third show there. We keep getting good crowds. And everybody's happy with the show. We got some great sets, some really funny people. Sam Mike did a great set.
Oh, you did again?
Last night. Yeah.
I missed it.
And the stand-up for me was this Mighty Zevlin, they call themselves. And they're fucking so funny. It's just two dudes. So funny.
That's awesome.
I'd like to give them a shout-out. Mighty Zevlin. If you ever see that name on an Improv Boston ticket.
Try to go?
Just go. Yeah.
Don't even try, just go.
Just go. Don't try.
I'm sorry.
Drop what you're fucking doing and go to
the Tell them to get on the Howler app.
Get the Howler.app.
Holla at me.
Tomorrow night, Friday, Eagle Cum will be performing in the cage match in Improv Boston. I will not be able to make it. I got to go to New Hampshire.
Aww.
I'm MIA.
You like the singer? MIA?
I'm like MIA. I do paper planes. All I like paper. Money. And I know the boom, boom.
I say go boom boom bow. I say go boom boom boom.
So now we want to hit the outro with
Porque I said so. The boat died again. You can catch them at the Beachcoma.
The boat great died. Band. The boat killed itself.
The boat killed itself by the Kraken.
The
song's about the Kraken. It's a pretty good song, and I hope you like it. And don't forget to subscribe. And enjoy.
Get my Kraken, bro.
Get my Kraken, bro.
Dude, hit that fucking funky music.
Yeah. Gotta put the music up.
This sounds great, but I'm gonna go piss.
You guys are good.
Don't you suck live.
Love me a good break, though. It's really bad. It's when you put your